Playing in a pub, me well know well. I met the girl. If you know,
we're told that after the war, the Nazis vanished without a trace. But the Italians, the fascists, still dream of a master race. The history books, they tell of their defeat in 45. But they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. But Hess remained in prison, then the fascists, they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialise. So why did they all come out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots were getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio. I am your host, the Great and Sticky Moose, and you are listening to 93.9 FM CICK Smithers Community Radio. You might also be listening to this show on 90.3 FM CKUT in Montreal, 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, or 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo. This show is recorded on the unceded territory of the Gitxsan people and broadcast originally from the territory of the Wet'suwet'en. It is heard across Canada on unceded territory, so take some time to learn about whose land you're living on. Syrup Moose Radio is sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can check out the incredible and vital work that they are doing by searching for them on Facebook. You can at any time reach out to Syrup Moose Radio by email at syrupmooserecords@gmail.com or by finding me on Blue Sky, xada.bluesky.social. That's xada.bluesky.social. For more from this show, visit smithersradio.com or themarsh.ca. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? Getting things started with some Canadian electronic music. That was Sabian Preset. Very cool. Oh, Jesus. I thought before I hit record that I had my levels all ready to go. And of course, now I'm spiking everything. This is not interesting. My mic arm broke, and so I'm back to like holding a microphone, which is fine, but you got to get used to, you got to get readjusted while I get a new mic arm. Anyway, that was Sabian Preset with Hover. What's going on, everybody? It is, as I record this, August 31st. So world is still here. We have not completely melted down despite all the evidence to the contrary. I hope you're doing all right. It's been a bit. Last week was a mixtape episode. I just did not have the capacity to talk at all, but there was some excellent music on there, and I hope you checked it out. As with every episode of this show, you can reach out to me at any time over on Blue Sky or going to themarsh.ca. Currently hanging out with my dog in the basement recording this. I would love to do more of these episodes in the studio. I'm in Hazleton, and it's not always the easiest thing to do, unfortunately. So that's okay. A couple of announcements right off the bat here. September 6th, I will be performing with Elysium, Download History, and Luna Flora at Bulkley Valley Brewing at 9 o'clock. It's going to be a late night for your boy, but I will be there. That is a rescheduled show from earlier this month. Also, September 20th at 9 o'clock, I will be in Prince Rupert at Port City Spirits doing some stuff. So if you're in the area, come out and see. That's a free show in Prince Rupert. $15 gets you in the door on the 6th. And God, I guess it's September when you're hearing this. So I'm following up last year's Nosferatu screening with a new one that we're doing. I'm doing The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari in Smithers at the Old Church, October 31st. Tickets are on sale. Go to themarsh.ca for information. I hope you will come out to that. And I will be plugging it relentlessly for the next like 5-6 weeks. So you might as well just get your ticket now because you're going to want to come. It's going to be a blast. Ask anybody who saw the Nosferatu one. Those are my three live shows, and I'm not necessarily looking to add a bunch more. So we'll see how the rest of the year goes. But I got some more cool Canadian electronic for you coming up. We've got Accountant. They have a new EP out, I believe, just called Accountant. And the song is called Bedhouse. I'm doing a traditional, more traditional radio music show this week, I think. So maybe, I don't know. Who knows? I do what I want on this program. All right, Accountant, here we go. We'll be right back. Accountant with Bedhouse from their EP, which came out on the 27th, it looks like. A band that I will be checking out more. I mean, sometimes, I'll be honest, sometimes I put stuff on here because I'm looking for what's new and I want people to check out different kinds of music, and I don't always follow up. Sometimes I play a song on the show and go, okay, that's probably enough for me with this particular band. But sometimes I found some really cool gems. And you know, that's something about music right now, is it is kind of, it can be really hard to find gems. You gotta dig for them. You gotta mine for them. It takes work, you know, and like, let's be honest, we're at the point now where things like Spotify is going to just continue to deteriorate until it's just AI bots listening to AI generated music, and so on and so on and forever. So, you know, if you are the kind of person who, I know you're out there, bemoans the current state of music because it's all the same and it's all this and it's all that, you're not looking hard enough, because I'm telling you right now, there is stuff out there that is so cool and so different, and that is really trying stuff. Which none of that is a good setup for the next song I'm gonna play, so I guess I apologize for that. We're gonna listen to something from the new Sabrina Carpenter album. So I don't know how many people followed the tale of Sabrina Carpenter's very mildly sexual album cover. People were very upset about it, to the point that I believe she released an alternative cover but still put out the initial one. Anyway, there was a lot was made of this album cover of her getting led around by her hair. Whatever. It's whatever. I have not listened to the album yet, so you and me are going to listen to a cut from it together. Here is my prediction. My prediction of this Man's Best Friend album is that it is going to be a perfectly serviceable pop album that is mid and that I don't engage with beyond this point. That has been my experience with Sabrina Carpenter's catalog so far. And that is my prediction for how this is going to go. And so we're going to find out together with a song from that album, called Never Getting Laid. Now, based on the outcry about her art for this album, this should be the most controversial and degrading song ever written. That's what it should be. But I have a suspicion that my earlier prediction is going to be the correct one. Yeah, and we're going to come back after and talk about music that's trying new things instead of me just playing this song as a bit, I guess. I mean, I am curious to hear what it's like. Sabrina's one of those pop stars that everybody is talking about, and I'm trying to be open. But I'm not expecting a ton. So this is it. This is Never Getting Laid, Sabrina Carpenter from the controversial Man's Best Friend. Never Getting Laid by Sabrina Carpenter. All right, I will say it was basically fine, and then it wasn't really, and then it was basically fine again. I don't like that chorus. I do kind of like the like jazzy beat, and I do enjoy the softer, more kind of smoky vocal thing there at the beginning. But yeah, that chorus is where it kind of lost me. So serviceable but mid, which is exactly what I said, and I probably am not going to listen to the rest of the album, and that's fine. Back to what I was saying before, though, which is that if you want music that isn't just being churned out at you by algorithm, you actually do have to make an effort, you know. And I think some of that too is going out and checking out your friend's band who you keep saying you're going to go see live and you always don't. Go and see who's playing locally and see what they're doing. There are, you know, we up here in Northern BC, I think we are kind of a folk music community, and we kind of pigeonhole ourselves in there sometimes. But I will tell you, there is some extremely cool stuff even locally up here happening. At Deck Fest the other week, I got to see Earthstar perform, and they were absolutely incredible. This sort of combination of hip hop and rock, and I mean, stunning vocals from, oh no, her name I believe is Simba, and I apologize if that's wrong, but the vocalist there is incredible. The beats are great, the rapper is great. Moonchild, I think, was his name. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. But like, that's my point is that there is some really cool stuff happening even in locally in Smithers. You just have to make time for it and go find it. Death and All is another extremely cool band. The Infirmary are a very cool band. Like, there's a lot going on here. If you look for it, and you know, the more you nurture that like artistic community and those people that are doing interesting things, the more you nurture that environment, the more of that that's going to pop up. I'm sure that there are people in listening to this right now who have ideas for albums or for songs, or who want to, or who are sitting on, you know, 300 recordings that they will never put out because they think it's too weird or they don't think it's got legs or whatever. And, you know, maybe you put it out and it does completely disappear into the sea, into the mist that we are, the kind of everything we are all floating in, but maybe not, right? But you have got to foster these communities, and it's there for you. There's something for everybody around here. We just have to make space for it, and you know, we have opportunities to do that, so let's make sure that we are doing that. If you are a music venue, don't just bring the same people in every week. Try and bring in different people every week or every month or whatever. Like, let's go. Come on. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know the ins and outs or the economics of having bands play in your brewery or pub or, you know, venue or whatever. I'm not going to pretend to understand the ins and outs, but there is a lot out here for everybody, and I think we can make, we can push that forward. Anyway, we're going to listen up now to some Nova Twins. They have a new album out called Parasites and Something, and I do this for a living. Well, no, I don't make a living at this, but I do this a lot, and I should be more prepared than I am, but I'm not. Anyway, this is Parallel Universe by Nova Twins. Nova Twins, Parallel Universe, and did I look up the album title between